anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday as we head into championship week in the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament. So we get to all the big-time conferences, I guess, wrapping things up. Also, we'll have to discuss this week, should Creighton be in the NCAA tournament or not? Also, the recap of the girls' basketball tournament. That's how I show up every day, ready to talk sports. It's a Monday.
Well, you know, you start off with Creighton right away.
Let's turn that on. You start off with Creighton right away. 26-7, Doug. 26 wins. Will that keep you out of the NCAA tournament? Boy, what a devastating way to go down and shoot 24-25% from the field. Get blasted. Not exactly what they're looking for. I don't think they're in a lot of people's mind right now. And it certainly will depend on, will the upsets go on? Derek, they were just talking on SportsCenter a little bit ago about Siena. Can they be that at-large team?
Yeah, talking about Siena getting an at-large bid even if they don't win their conference tournament. That's,
you know, that's one of those spots that Creighton would be vying for. So we'll have to see how it breaks down this week. They don't want upsets.
Coming up on the program today, Jeff Dober, of the head coach of the state champion Ravenna Lady Jays. Ron Powell is going to join us at the end of the program to recap the state tournament. We're also going to bring in Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, as they send seven to the Division II indoor championships in the festival in Houston. They don't even begin until Friday, but they have to be there tomorrow for opening ceremonies. Great job, because school comes first. Athletics is second, but academic, you know, these student athletes, they always have to say, oh, these student athletes, yeah, we yank them out of school for a full week. Okay, whatever. So we'll talk to Coach Meyer.
Houston gets track and wrestling.
They get everything. Division II wrestling coming up. Nebraska wrestling, hey, great job, tied for the championship. Although, again, I find it hard to watch. There's just not much. It's just a lot of college wrestling is just, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch unless you're just a psycho, diehard wrestling nut. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it's hard to watch because there's not a lot of scoring. You kind of wait for one guy to fall or slip, you know, when you take your shot and when he tries to counter. I mean, it just seems like it was a full house to watch it, but a lot of people talking, well, it's just not like going to watch state or watch even the Olympics, I guess, where you're just maybe rooting for your country a little bit more. But Nebraska winning that championship coming up this past week. And now next weekend, not this week, but next weekend, they'll do that. UNK women making it to the NCAA tournament for the third consecutive year. The Hastings women are headed to the NAIA tournament as well. But tough draw.
Not really. If you talk to Mike Will, Doug, they really like the draw. They were more worried about the first game than they are the second game when they face a number one ranked team in the country. When we talked to him on Friday's show, he just goes off how they're looking 3 and 4 games down the road. That's what Hastings does with the success they've had at the tournament.
This must have been a different Mike Will. This must have been a different one than I was talking to. That's weird because, the first game is going to be the toughest first-round game that they've maybe ever had at the NCAA tournament.
But then he thinks, heck, we'll get by that. We'll skate through the Final Four. That's the mindset of every Hastings Bronco fan over there.
I hope so. UNK, even though they lost in the RMAC semifinal, still goes into the regional as the 4 seed. That's as high as they were all year. So, we'll talk about that and hopefully get a chance to talk with the coaches before the week ends up. The boys' state high school basketball tournament, plenty of preview on that the rest of the week. And, of course, Derek, dancing around all weekend after T.O. signs with the Buffalo Bills.
Dancing. I was not dancing. Daddy and I were discussing T.O. Last week and where he was going to end up. And I, like an idiot, I said, there's no way he ends up with Buffalo, right? I mean, there's no way. Even in the AFC East, there's no way he's. Sure enough.
And he's not happy about it.
I mean, I'm not happy about it because I should be. But I'm not, and that's why everything came together well. $6.5 million for 1 year. That's cheap for a receiver like T.O. It's only a one-year contract. Good for a prima donna like T.O. He's a great player, great work ethic, and I still don't like it. I don't know what to say.
Well, Tony, we had some exciting – we'll get back to that because, you know, he's going from our favorite team and Coach Jeff Dober's favorite team to Derek's favorite team in the Buffalo Bills, and I think that automatically puts the Bills up a couple of notches in the wins. But the girls' state basketball tournament finished up over the weekend. And, of course, all the championship games right here. We had some good ones on Thursday. We had some good ones on Friday. We had some great ones on Saturday. And some heart stoppers as well. Comes down to the final 20 seconds of the first championship game on Saturday morning.
Second free throw coming up for Ochtenberg on the way and good. So it's a three-point game. And Ravenna waiting to sub so they can get their pressure set up. 20 seconds to go. Again, Aquinas has shot just 1-3. They don't have to shoot a three this trip. We'll see what they do. Krakemeyer pushes the ball up the floor. Timeline with 15. They've got one timeout remaining. Skip pass knocked away by Ritschka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state. Marvichka takes the steal and scores. Aquinas will get to midcourt with 1 second, and the game is over. And Ravenna 45, Aquinas 40, as Marvichka seals the deal on a steal and hoop to win the ball game.
Well, I don't know if I was excited or relieved. Let's ask Coach Jeff Thober, the state champion Ravenna Lady Jays. Coach, congratulations. Excitement or relief at that point?
Excitement and relief at that point. Exactly.
Well, it was not, I suppose, what everybody had envisioned in their mind. If folks looked at it a lot closer, they knew that Archbishop was one whale of a basketball team with their only two losses to the C1 state champion in Bishop Newman. And I guess they came out and announced their presence with authority to start this basketball game.
Yeah, they did. And I watched them play, and I knew they were good, but they were athletic. I mean, I'm glad there wasn't a 4x1 relay going on out there or something because we would have got smoked. They are, you know, we may have had, they may have had the best basketball player, but we may have had the best basketball players total. But athlete-wise, my goodness, those girls were fast and could run, and their 1-3-1 zone, we were getting shots. But we weren't being able to set our feet and look at the rim very long, and they were in our face. And so looking back on it, we should have hit a lot more shots, but we also aren't used to hurrying the shots like we did.
Coach, I've got to ask you, How did this team stay so calm and collected being down by that far? There was never really any sense of urgency. Everybody just kind of stayed the course through the whole game.
Well, you know, the bench, we were talking a lot, too, you know, about changing things and different things, and there was really nothing to change. We just needed to stick to our game plan. I just kept telling them, we got to make a couple of stops in a row, and we've got to get some shots to fall, and we'll be all right. So, that's eventually what happened. So, you know, it was probably good we didn't try to change anything because there wasn't a whole lot to change. We were going to do what we do, and things just worked out in the end in our favor.
Head coach of the state champion Ravenna Lady Jays, Jeff Dober, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you did get to get the girls together at halftime, what was some of the talk there as you got ready for the second half?
Basically, you know, we knew we were still in it. We have done a lot of great things late in games where our fresh bodies coming in and out seem to really take a toll on the other team, and we thought that they had really exerted a lot of energy in that first half, and so had we, but we've been subbing so much that we just needed to stay the course and pick up our defense a little bit, and that would hopefully pick up our offense.
Jeff, during that first half, did you ever think, where was the team that we played that played yesterday? Because you just ran Cambridge just all out of the gym, basically.
Right, but I really thought in my mind, I thought there was no way we could shoot as well as we did the day before. I didn't let the girls know that, but it is tough to shoot like that 2 days in a row. And so, you know, I was hoping we'd hit a few more shots than we did, but I knew it wasn't going to be easy.
Jeff Dober joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There were a lot of side stories to this ball game as well, on the court and off the court. And it started first thing in the morning with a bit of sportsmanship by your team and your coaching staff, because Aquinas, who was supposed to be the home team, didn't bring their home jerseys. And we've seen this at tournaments before where you just assume because you're not the higher seed that you're the away team. Well, that wasn't the way the brackets stacked up. What exactly happened with you guys switching off, and there was no technical and all that kind of stuff at the beginning of the game?
Well, right when we came in the doors, we were about an hour before the game, so we weren't anything too early. We were met and said there's a problem that Aquinas had not brought the right uniforms and wanted to know if we had ours. And of course we did, but most of them were wet and still in their bag and stinky from the day before. So we weren't thrilled about it. But we didn't have a choice. I mean, that's not something we're going to, you know. What could have happened is we could have both wore black uniforms, and they would have got a technical. But, you know, that's not a choice. So I just told the girls, go grab them, put them on, and let's go.
Oh, it would have been a choice for me.
Well, and then that kind of leads to my next question, which I've been trying to get some answers on this, and this isn't the first time that it's happened. But it seemed like when you guys were getting – there were so many times that it looked like, you know, you fall down 12-0, you get back in it, you cut it down to 18-16. Well, then they make a run to go up at the half. They get a good start, Aquinas does, to start the third quarter. You guys get back into it. Then all of a sudden we've got this technical foul called because during the substitutions, supposedly you didn't get the kids off the floor. Now, I don't know. There's not much for an explanation. I always believe that it's up to the guys with the whistles to make sure there's 10 players and 10 players only on the floor. Did that spark your team? Did it change things at that time? Just your thoughts when that happened.
Well, when it happened, you know, I knew we had six out there, but it's, you know, it's so loud that our players are having a hard time communicating with each other to get that extra one off. And then they handed the ball in, and then, of course, they blew the whistle as she's coming off. And, you know, to me, I just thought, you know, that's kind of get together with the official, get the girl off the court, and let's play. So my conversation with the official is, now, wait a minute, this guy gave her the ball. She threw it in. Why couldn't he wait till we got off? And he said, well, once she had the ball and she was coming off. And then I said, well, and you realize they should have had a technical earlier in the game because they were wearing the wrong jerseys, but we were good enough sports, you know, to wear the white uniform. So I think maybe you could have let this slide a little bit. And I went back and sat down, and it was over. But, you know, then she missed two and kind of got our crowd going a little bit. And, heck, I think it might have sparked us.
Yeah, I hadn't heard from Paul McDowell all day till that point. So.
Yeah, that's exactly, and you don't want to get him all riled up.
Jeff, you know what I think was, and Doug alluded to this earlier, the relief. This team had come so far, and so many expectations were put on these girls' back. Let's be honest, in the Class A final, it didn't work out with all the expectations. It's tough to go down as one of the great teams in your class if you don't win that final one, and that had to be talked about a little bit before this game, didn't it?
Yeah, we talked about that the day before, how we come this far, and, you know, it's unfair, but that's the way it works in society. If you would have lost that game, there would have been a lot of disappointment. You know, 26-1, anybody would take, but you lose that last game, and there's a lot of people disappointed. And so, you know, it didn't really add to the pressure. I mean, the pressure was there all year, especially after we string together, you know, 15, 20 wins. You know, we didn't want to lose. But like you said, even if you go 26-1 and state runners-up, you still don't get what you came there for. So, yeah, there would have been a lot of disappointment, and maybe that's unfair, but, you know, that's just the way it is.
Jeff Dober, head coach of the state champion Ravenna Lady Jays. They've got the basketball trophy. They've got the volleyball trophy. There's a couple schools that are fortunate enough to do that. There's a lot of talk about Ewing. They're going to try and go for a boys and complete that whole sweep. Ravenna's got that chance this weekend, so I know the roles will be a little bit reversed for the girls watching and cheering, and I'm sure you taking over Coach Baronic's spot as crowd control. But I do have one thing to tell you. When they are playing music during the intermission, I hope your dancing is a little bit better than Paul's.
Oh, that'd be without a doubt.
Jeff, what about T.O. leaving our Cowboys?
You know, I think it's a good deal. I think it's good for Buffalo, too. A one-year contract, he's going to behave for a year because he knows there's another contract to follow. So if people just keep getting him on one-year contracts, he'll be all right.
Final question with basketball, Jeff, here. A lot has been made. This senior class has had quite the run. I mean, they've got two state championships in basketball, one in volleyball, some of the other things that they have done on and off the court, and great young ladies. And, of course, a lot is talked about with Madison Pernicek and Mallory Irvine because they were there starting as freshmen. But you kept talking throughout this season that you have to have the other players and you can't just win with two players. And I think even in Class A they might have saw that this past weekend. The cover's not going to be completely bare for you next season.
No, I mean, that state game, matter of fact, I was worried throughout the year. I said, I know we're playing a lot of underclassmen. How are they going to react once we get down there? And that was a big concern because we were, you know, relying on those girls big time throughout the year. And you watched that state game, and you didn't know who, other than size and their numbers and what it says in the program, it was hard to tell who the freshmen and the seniors were at times. So, and, you know, that even makes it even better because when you include more people, it's just a more team unity. And if you notice, we had two starters on the bench when the game's over, if that tells you something. So it's just unbelievable how not only the freshmen and the sophomores played, but how the seniors made them feel comfortable and as a part of it. And I can't say enough about the unselfishness of all of our girls. It's just unbelievable, and that's why we won state.
Jeff, in that first round game, did you think the newness of the atmosphere down there for some of those girls, was that part of the problem?
I don't know. I kind of saw coming in that we might have some problems with Tri-County just because of the different things that they do. I didn't expect that much problems, but even a few years ago when we won it, we played Neely Oakdale, who was an average team, and we really struggled with them too. So, you know, once you get down there, things are just different, and I can't explain it, but I'm always prepared for things to be different, and they were, and you just hope the girls respond, and they did, and yeah, it's just a different deal once you get down there.
Well, Jeff, well, once again, congratulations. Outstanding job by you and the coaching staff, and we look forward to seeing you again when the next season rolls around, and we'll see you in Lincoln this Thursday for the boys.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Jeff Thober, head coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays, and if you want to hear their basketball games, they are up on the podcast, at least the championship one is. Derek continues to work feverishly to get all those games up over the weekend, but the championship games from Saturday are up, so if you want to hear that in its entirety, just go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the podcast, and the game is right there, so you can listen to it again if you so choose. I want to mention that I did have contact with Keith Crow of Silver Lake today. We were unable to contact today. He has class during our program. We are going to have him on the show tomorrow to talk about things. But they probably had the most impressive run of the area teams. Again, as you said, Ravenna expected. Pleasanton played very, very well. Minden, I think, even had a good showing in their first round game. They were never in the ball game with a chance to win it, but they didn't get beat by 40 like we've seen some teams do from time to time in that first round. So Minden with a respectable end, and Adams Central, you got a feel for them. That Class B was something else. And one more comment, since that was all positive there, Tony, and of course Holdridge, you know, the Cals just maybe a bucket away from getting into the state championship game there. But Holdridge had that nice lead in the first half, couldn't finish it. We saw a lot of games at state where either the momentum or the legs were out in the second half. There were a lot of comebacks in the second half. In fact, in that morning session, you look at it, all three teams that led at the half lost the game. Aquinas was ahead at half,
right.
Chambers was ahead at half, Lincoln Southeast was ahead at half, and they all lost those ball games. Bancroft Rosalie was behind at halftime, and they came back and won in D1. Newman was behind early, but Newman and Seward actually had the lead at half. And don't give me that Seward had great defense, people. I'm tired of it. 2 points and 7 points. That was the negative part. One of the negative parts of the state tournament, but congratulations to all the area teams that had such an outstanding state tournament. We're looking for more this week on the boys.
Yeah, Doug, it's a great time of the year, whether you're a competitor down there, whether you're a coach, whether you're just a fan going down to watch basketball. Really exciting time of the year.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more, including your emails at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, check him out for a free estimate on the breaks, the downtown Kearney Center. Back after this.
The answer,
644.
The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yee-haw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Every week, there's a new webcast featuring Tri-City Storm coach Tom Rudrud and hosted by the arena voice of the Storm, Derek Stinson. Brought to you by ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Click on ESPNSuperstation.com to see the Tri-City Storm Coach's Corner webcast.
We'll see partial sun and some increasing cloud cover across the area through the day today with a slight chance of some showers developing later today with a high temperature around the lower 40s. Winds will be shifting to the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a slight chance for rain showers changing to some freezing rain with a low of 23. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up on the program, Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal starter, recap girls' state. Andy Meyer will be phoning in here in just a little bit to talk Division II track. Got some UNK athletes that are headed down there. But right now, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, our email. We've had we touched on quite a few just throughout some topics there at the top of the show because a lot went on over the weekend. And our response?
Well, John in Kearney states, wow, you Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders obviously have no clue what wrestling is. The semifinals were some of the greatest matches I have ever seen. Tons of action and a lot of scoring. The finals were all tight matches, which they should have been. Most of these guys were all ranked in the top five of the nation. You are right, though. You have to know wrestling to comment on wrestling. So take T.O. and start commenting on the most boring sport, and I can't believe the most boring sport in the nation, the NFL.
No!
Now, first of all, Doug was the one that made those comments. I thought all those Big 12 matches were exciting, tons of scoring. I loved every minute of it.
I watched the finals. I didn't see the semifinals. I was working. I saw the finals at night. Yes, a couple of more exciting because, and again, is the only way to get it, why don't we just wrestle 10-second periods? Because that's the only time we get a takedown in college wrestling. Now, argue that. Yes, they're exciting to wrestling fans. I said there was no scoring. There wasn't. There wasn't. Did they ever pin anybody in college wrestling? And with the Big 12 having all five teams ranked in the top 13 in the country, well, I would think some of those were the top matches. The Brester match was very exciting. That was probably the best one of the whole championship matches.
I got to go back.
Shot at your NFL, though.
Yeah, why the NFL? I can't believe that. The most boring sport?
More boring than soccer, evidently.
Unbelievable. That hurts. That goes right to the heart.
They're boring, boring.
You name me Dale, Darryl, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
Kurt Busch. There's your winner there.
No. No. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Okay. All right. Keep it together.
Refocus.
Andy Meyer. Please, please. He's going to join us here real soon. By the way, the final basketball rankings, Omaha, of course, does do an all-class top 10. They did put Ravenna number 10, Wahoo Newman number 9, Lincoln Pius number 8, and then, of course, Seward was number 3, the non-Class A teams that were ranked. So congratulations to all the teams that ended up being rated in the final rankings. The Nebraska women, they've just released their start time. They've moved it to 1:30 because they don't want the men and the women from the same school possibly playing at the same time.
I just figured out that might be a problem. Didn't have this planned 3 years ago when we were going to have it in Oklahoma City because the men and women are not going to play in the same city all the time. So anyway,
the Nebraska women finished a lot better than they started this conference season, 6-10, ninth seed. They'll play Kansas at 1:30 Thursday. The winner gets Oklahoma. Yay. They need to beat Kansas to have a chance to make the WNIT. The Nebraska women do. That's what that comes down to. For the men, they beat Baylor. Turn around and play Baylor again. 8-8, and you're the eighth seed?
I looked at that, and then Baylor's the ninth seed, and then they've got six Big 12 wins, correct, or five? I mean, that's not close to the 8-8 conference record. The Nebraska has five Big 12 wins. You got to beat them again and hopefully try and make a little noise and improve your seeding in the NIT.
What? What?
Oh, I conceded that. They lost the two games and they had to win. They lost
Tony,
Texas.
All they got to do is win four games. They've got a chance to go to the NCAA.
Any other year, 8-8 in this league would cut it. Any other year.
Yeah, you kind of have to. It's strange because it wasn't like four losses won the conference. Kansas was still dominant at number one, so a lot of thumping each other back and forth in the conference. So Nebraska men will play the first game Wednesday at 11:30. So we'll be kind of doing the show watching that.
11:30.
So, but if they win that, then they play Kansas on ESPN2, and we always have luck against Kansas on ESPN networks. Hey, there's an organizational meeting for Kearney American Legion Baseball tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock in the Kearney High School math area for all boys grades 9 through 12 interested in playing for the respective teams, Runza, Little Caesars, Post 52, or 5 Points. That organizational meeting, Kearney American Legion Baseball, boys grades 9 through 12. That is at 7 at the Kearney math area Tuesday night. Well, also coming up this weekend, amidst all the basketball, is some track. And the UNK track team is taking 7 athletes to Houston for the NCAA Indoor Championships. And we are joined by Coach Andy Meyer of the Lopers. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Well, I want to know how you're going to enjoy this entire week down in Houston.
We're hoping for some warm weather.
Coach, you have to leave so early. I'm sure you'd rather keep the kids close to home, prepare and take off, and then go through the festivities on Thursday and compete Friday and Saturday. Will this make any difference in the way your kids train and get ready for their activities this weekend?
Well, I think they're going to be ready regardless, but ideally we would have preferred to leave, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday. This is a bit early, but it'll give us a day to get down there and get acclimated, and we'll have a couple days to train when we're there, which will be nice. But overall, I think they're ready, and regardless of when we leave, they're going to do fine.
Andy, explain to me, it looks like the shot puts the strength of this team as far as the national marks are concerned. How could that be?
I have no idea. We were fortunate to get the two gals and Dane in as high as they are. You know, I expected, you know, we've been expecting good things out of both Dane and Sam all season. They both redshirted last year, and Dane's been hampered a bit by his knee, but is really coming on strong here. And Sam's been solid all season. She's doing great. Kylie, not a big surprise that she made it. You know, she was at the National Outdoor Meet last year and has really came on strong here at the end of the season. So the three of them, you know, it's going to be a fun event. I'm excited to watch and see how they compete.
Once again, Andy, find it interesting. You got a Division II school, and all these seven kids all come right here in Nebraska.
Well, here we go again. I mean, that's kind of been the strength of our team historically, and you know, I don't see that changing. We really take pride in seeing these local, you know, outstate Nebraska kids do well, and it's fun to see those kids develop. That's a lot of why I'm coaching, and I sure enjoy working with them.
Andy Meyer, the track coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, as they are taking their athletes to the Division II National Indoor Meet coming up this weekend. Andy, again, for the general track fan, because you just see this basically in college, what's the big difference between what the kids do with an indoor season as compared to an outdoor season?
Well, really what we like to see is we like to look at the indoor season as a building process to get better for outdoor. You know, it's great to have that indoor season, but really, you know, the best marks should come outdoor with additional training. So we look at it as, one, it is a separate sport. You know, we can look at indoor and outdoor as separate sports, but for us, it's more of a preparation for the outdoor season.
Andy, anybody unfortunately staying home, that's going to be awfully, awfully tough in the outdoor season?
As far as staying home,
from this meet, but looking good and building towards something in the future.
Well, I think we've got some the kids we've got going to the indoor national meet here this week are obviously going to be strong for us outdoor. There's a couple that you know, didn't quite make it to the indoor championships that we're looking for some big things out of outdoor. A couple of them last year that made it to the outdoor championships, and I expect them to be back. Brandon Carlene and the Hammer, Drew Onan and the Discus. So those two will be definite. Michelle May and the Mile, she redshirted. She didn't have any indoor eligibility left, so she'll be strong for us outdoor. So I think, you know, here in May, we should have a very strong representation at the outdoor championships, which will once again be back in Texas.
Andy Meyer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Tony touched on the shot putters and the field events. Kelly's going in the long jump. You got a pair of athletes that are going to run the 60 hurdles. Talk about them.
Alan Osborne for the guys and Jesse Golden for the gals. And both of them are young. Alan's a freshman. Jesse's a sophomore, both from Western Nebraska. Alan's from Chadron. Jesse's from Sydney. They've done well for us all season, and really – it was nice to see those two compete as well as they did at the conference meet and get that qualifying mark. You know, we knew they were capable all season. They've been getting better, and it's going to be just a great experience for both of those to be there, and you know, that's going to help them in the future.
Coach, have an email here from Jack and Kearney, and I guess this is something that I've always been interested in as well. We always see indoor, outdoor, that you're going to have good weight kids, whether it's shot put or whatever it is, because of the coaching and the experience you have. Jack wants to know how recruiting is going. Basically, it says here, how is recruiting going on the track events? And I assume he means maybe getting some runners to get the team a little deeper. How do you guys approach that?
Well, you know, we approach it, we do the best we can. Historically has been a little tougher to get, you know, sprinters. That's been one area. Right now we're battling some injuries. We were short a couple kids this season that were hurt that really would have done well for us, Cody Klein and Spencer Huff, and both of those guys will be back. On the gal side, as far as our sprinters, I think we're young. We've got a nice group of freshmen coming in, and at least this year, and recruiting is looking good. You know, a lot of kids right now that we're talking to are kind of waiting to see how the season goes. We run into that a lot with track. You know, our signing period starts in February, but for the most part, there's a good-sized group that kind of wants to wait and see how at least the first part of the season goes. So we're in the, I guess I should say we're in the hunt with quite a few kids right now, but really the next month and a half is going to tell.
Well, Andy, we wish you guys the best of luck, as always, down there in the indoor championships in Houston. We'll keep an eye out for you, and have a safe trip, and best of luck to all the athletes.
All right. Thanks for your time, guys.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Meyer, track coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, as they get ready for the Division IIs. Yeah.
Been there a long time. Andy Myers has been the weight coach forever. Had a, you know, very, very. That's why there's so many shot putters. That's why the hammer throw. That's why the discus for UNK is really second to nobody in the nation.
Well, yeah, and I think you get to this level too, and that's where UNK specialty is. If you're good in that event, you want to come to UNK. If you're a great sprinter, again, it depends. You may even go NAIA from around here. We see a lot of kids that go to Doan and things like that. And if you're from Colorado, of course, they have been the champs for so long in this conference. They're top-heavy there in cross-country and in track. That's where a lot of the sprinters and distance runners end up going. But, hey, UNK, good spot to be. So we'll find out if they're able to haul a few more of those kids in as they get ready to go to Houston.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You heard it here first on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Nebraska-Colorado football game.
Oh, it's Nebraska football!
The Nebraska-Colorado football game will remain on its traditional day after Thanksgiving, as announced today by ESPN and the Big 12 Conference. This year's game, Friday, November 27th in Boulder, kicking off at...
Not 11 o'clock.
2:30.
All right.
2:30, Daddy.
Feel that, A&M in Texas.
National telecast on ABC. Well, it helps because A&M in Texas now back on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Like last year.
Good, 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 good.
Question to you. Would it have been harder to kick a 57-yard field goal with a frozen ball in the lighter air or a 57-yard field goal in just kind of the Nebraska air with some wind behind it?
I don't think we want to try it again, so I'd say in the colder air. So lighter air.
Of course, this matchup will be the second nationally televised game. We already know that Nebraska-Missouri going to play on a Thursday night in Columbia at 8 p.m. Also, the Nebraska Athletic Ticket Office says there's still about 10,000 tickets remaining for the spring game. That's all. 10,000. The red-white game, April the 18th. They're $10 each. Huskers.com or call the ticket office at 1-800-8-BIG-RED. We will be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
So I'm guessing you're the kind of guy who loves ATVs and side-by-sides. But right now, you're having a hard time pulling the trigger on one because the economy's in the stink pot and there's an unofficial ban on buying anything that exceeds the fun meter of an unscented bar of soap. Well, pull up on the e-brake for a second, pal, and listen to this. Right now, you can get up to $1,000 in rebates on Polaris. We're talking 1,000 big ones, plus great available financing on select 2008 Rangers, Sportsmen, and more. Plus great deals on 2009s. Think of it as your own personal economic stimulus package. It's called the Polaris XP event, and it's going on now at your local participating Polaris dealer. Hey, green means go, my friend, and nothing says green like 1,000 greenbacks and rebates plus great available financing. Extreme performance, extreme deals, the Polaris XP event. Offers end April 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. For safety and training information, see your local Polaris dealer or call 1-800-342-3764. The Polaris Ranger General Purpose Off-Road Utility Vehicle is not intended for and may not be registered for on-road use.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partial sun and some increasing cloud cover across the area through the day today with a slight chance of some showers developing later today with a high temperature around the lower 40s. Winds will be shifting to the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a slight chance for rain showers changing to some freezing rain with a low of 23. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. With just 1 week to go in the winter sports season, it's already time to think spring, and Misco Sports can help you out. Track, soccer, baseball, softball, whatever it is, Misco's has the gear you need, and $10 off every new pair of shoes in the store. Whether it's spikes and throwing shoes for the meets, training shoes for track practice, soccer shoes, shin guards. How about new bats, gloves, and bags coming in weekly at Misco Sports? And, of course, with the weather the way it is, folks have been out skiing. March is a huge month for spring break and skiing and church groups off to high school going out skiing. Misco's has what you need. Ski pants, gloves, goggles, and their entire stock of Columbia ski coats. Not 30.
40?
Not 40. 50% off. The whole coat, 50% off the price. Misco Sports on the brick. See them before the games begin in Kearney. Well, we talked to him before the games began last week. Now we'll catch up with Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal-Star now that the girls' state tournament is over. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ron, thanks so much for the time, and good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ron, there's all kinds of stories, as there always is, from the state tournament. We had some very exciting games. Four of the teams Saturday that trailed at half came back and won state championship games. I thought that was highly unusual. And, of course, the one story that I know that the metro area and the Lincoln area and the big cities, I guess we'll say, were following, Class A, Bellevue West upset of Lincoln Southeast. Was that the most surprising event of the entire weekend?
Oh, without question. You know, you thought Southeast was probably in control at halftime. They had kind of had a little spurt there in the second quarter. They're up 33-25. And usually teams meld away when they get into that situation against Southeast. And Bellevue West, quite honestly, that might be the most impressive 10 minutes of basketball I've seen at the girls' state tournament, maybe ever. Against a quality opponent, you know, in a pressure-packed situation, high-stakes game, the way they shot the ball, 27 points in the third quarter, an incredible effort.
That was an incredible effort. You look at Class D2 for Ewing to advance from the sixth seed. Another incredible effort, Ron.
Yeah, that was just a great final. You know, down double digits to Chambers. And, you know, that's the way Chambers wants it. They want to lead so people have to play faster. And, you know, that plays right into their strength. But, you know, Ewing was able to overcome it and, you know, repeat for the third time.
Well, Ron, Lincoln Southeast would have been able to finish it, you went 6-for-6 on your state champions. I'm sure that's got to miff you a little bit, right?
that's just luck, you know. Usually I jinx them, so, you know, it kind of worked out this year, I guess.
Well, Ron, from our area, Ravenna was pressed in two games, and I guess the game that many people thought might be their toughest ended up being their easiest as far as score when they played their best game against Cambridge, and then the second half that they played against Aquinas, who I think was a lot better than some people thought. But you look at Silver Lake, maybe the most surprising team and the run they had, and having the lead over a Bancroft Rosalie team who a lot of people thought might walk through that D1 field. And then you take a look at Class B, and you know what? We talked about this earlier on the show. Congratulations, Seward. You are a very good basketball team. But how can Alliance be held to 2 points and Pius be held to 7, teams that have won 20-plus ball games? It's more than just Seward having great defense. So what's the story there?
Well, you know, Seward did the same thing to Crete. Of course, when Crete played Seward, they didn't have Kate Edwards at the time, the super state forward. But, you know, Seward just locked up on those teams. they just were relentless. And, you know, that's kind of what Tom Tverde, their coach, Seward's coach, has been pushing all season, to really work hard on the defensive end. And you know what? I am going to credit defense. I mean, good grief. Jordan Hooper goes off for 34 against Holdridge in the third-place game. So, I mean, you've got to be doing something right to hold those teams down like that.
Ron, I guess from the smaller classes, I guess you saw teams like Bellevue West and some of those younger players step up. Anybody you saw maybe in our area or younger players out there that you can say are going to be back in the state tournament making some noise the next couple years?
Well, you know, I think Katie Holabeck from Aquinas probably let people know that, you know, she's a quality player. I think there were some college coaches that were pleasantly surprised to see what she could do, because I think a lot of people had figured she was going to go volleyball at the next level, and I think she's still planning to, but, boy, she could have a future in basketball as well. Other than that, you know, yeah, obviously I think Mackenzie Fuyon from Bishop Newman kind of solidified what everybody else around here knew, was that she's one of the top players in the state as well. You know, those two probably more than anybody else, you know, stuck out as far as girls that are going to be back next season, you know, Class B and below.
Ron, interesting question. I think I know the answer when you've got two girls that are going Division One in KK Hauser and Marissa Kostanek, because now you're going to get ready to put your Super State team together. But the performance by Alexis Aiken Otico, I hope I got that right, outshone those two, and she won the state championship. Can that kind of performance vault her to the best player in the state just as a sophomore?
Well, it's going to certainly help. You know, I was talking to Stu Pospisil from the World Herald during that third quarter, and we kept saying, well, you know, she's moving up the All-State list as we speak. You know, great performance against, you know, an outstanding team. Obviously, you know, it's going to help her. Emily Howder off that team as well is getting a lot of postseason consideration. You know, she had 19 points and 8 rebounds in that game, and she's been there all year for him. I think she was the leading scorer in Class A coming in the state tournament. I'm not quite sure about that. I don't have the program in front of me, but I think she was the leading scorer among the girls that were in the state tournament.
Ron, you guys do a great job, as everybody does, Lincoln and Omaha, putting together their teams, and a lot of nominations from the coaches. Plus, you always catch a little grief about who's on these all-state teams and who's not. And it seems like it's very evident that, you know, you get a D1 scholarship, you're super state, because there's probably not 5 girls that get that. But right now, you've got KK, you've got Kostanek, you've got Hooper, you've got Tramer from Ewing. Am I off base here? Are all 4 of those going to be first team super state? And I guess where I'm going with here, if it wasn't for Jordan Hooper, Alliance isn't at state, but yet, you know, I guess she didn't have the greatest, and I'm not picking on Jordan Hooper, I just think that that's out there. Is it already a cut-and-dry deal when you get that kind of thing? How hard is that? How do you weigh that? I guess a behind-the-scenes look for some of the folks out there at how you pick those teams.
Well, you know, obviously we take the coaches' ballots. That's one of the considerations. You know, I'll talk to some of the reporters that covered these teams at state, get their input. A lot of it's based on coaches, and a lot of it's based on, you know, what we see. And, you know, we talk to college coaches, too, a little bit, you know, because they go out and look at some of these kids, and they have a perspective, obviously, that would help us. So, you know, it's a combination of those three things. You did mention Haley Tramer from Ewing. She's Division I in volleyball.
Yeah, I know that. I just and I think Abby Sheets is probably a better player on the Ewing team than she is. But you know, it just, whether the sport's football, soccer, it just seems like if you're a Division I athlete, whatever sport you play, obviously you're pretty darn good at it. So.
Oh yeah, exactly. And you know, obviously, you know, the Division I's you just mentioned for basketball are going to be extremely strong candidates for, you know, first team super state.
Well, Ron, we'll let you get out of here with that. We always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you down at Boys State this weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal Star, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, we talk on the air with these guys, and then we talk off the air with these guys. And I think, I mean, we could sit right here. I think we could pick the 5 Super State. And that doesn't mean that they played the best at state or had the best seasons. Don't tell me at the beginning of the year, Kostanek and Hauser weren't already on the Super State team.
Pretty tough to knock them off just because they're going to Purdue and they're going to NC State.
Yeah, and Hooper. And, you know, I know Tramer's going in volleyball, but
it carries over to basketball.
It does. It'll be interesting. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Daddy Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Imagine losing everything on your home or office computer. Your photos, business records, financial documents, music, everything gone. What an absolute nightmare. That's why you have to back up your computer. Carbonite Online Backup is what I not only recommend to my listeners, it's what I use. First of all, it's easy. It backs up your computer automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. It's inexpensive, unlimited backup for less than $50 a year. It's secure. They use the same encryption as online banking does. And peace of mind. It recovers files with just a few clicks. I use it. My friends use it. It's a no-brainer. Here's a special offer. Use it for 15 days, free trial, no credit card required. 2 months free with any subscription. Available if you enter my name, Colin, in the offer code box. Don't wait. Back up with Carbonite today. Try it free. Go to Carbonite.com. Before you do anything else, enter the offer code Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some increasing cloud cover across the area through the day today, with a slight chance of some showers developing later today, with a high temperature around the lower 40s. Winds will be shifting to the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a slight chance for rain showers, changing to some freezing rain with a low of 23. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we're going to preview the boys' state tournament with Stu Pospisil. We're also going to talk with Dave Morachik from Minden about their team headed to state. And we'll also be catching up with Keith Crow to recount the girls' run through the state tournament, because, they win in double overtime first night, win by one over the number two seed the second night, and then have the lead over a juggernaut, a team that was beaten by West Point, or they'd have been going for like their 58th straight win, something like that. That was quite the accomplishment by Silver Lake. You want quite the accomplishment of your field this spring.
Ah, Dyna-Gro. Dyna-Gro is where it's at. They've got the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system to optimize profit potential and peace of mind. Whether you're looking for hybrids with strong performing, widely adapted hybrids with top-end yield potential, semi-flex girthy ears and deep kernels, they've got it at Dyna-Gro. If you want a multi-purpose hybrid,
what good kind of test ears were those?
Girthy.
Girthy, okay.
Taller hybrid that responds to high fertility. You're talking Dyna-Gro, 57 V07, rated the preseason number one hybrid, followed closely behind by 58 V72. That's number two in all of the land, and number three, the new 57 V38. It comes in followed closely behind those other two hybrids. Check out your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today. They've still got corn, they've still got soybeans, and don't forget they've got Everlast alfalfa as well. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today.
Y.E. Yang.
Winner. Winner. $1,080,000.
To play golf. Former NBA star Charles Barkley released today from jail after serving a three-day sentence on his drunken driving conviction. The spokesman for this sheriff's office says he left the jail just before 8 a.m. today. He began his sentence Saturday morning. Apparently, that's when they always let you out. Of course, pleaded guilty last month to two misdemeanor DUI charges stemming from December 31st arrest. And Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez has undergone arthroscopic surgery to repair a torn labrum in his right hip. That happened today. Projected timetable for recovery remains 6 to 9 weeks. So there you go. A couple other notes. We told you about UNK and Hastings women continuing their seasons this week. UNK Friday. Hastings begins on Wednesday. Tri-City Storm 0-2 of the weekend. Derek, what the hell was that Saturday night? They dropped the puck and we start fighting?
Yeah, it was from the night before. Two guys wanted to go the night before. It was under 5 minutes, so they couldn't. So they settled things right at the beginning of the next game.
So perfect. You just think about that all day?
Yeah, they were talking about it before, right before the puck dropped, too. I knew it was going to go down.
Cal State Northridge, pretty glad to be out of town.
Yeah, got the warmer now. Huskers fired up the bats as well, got a little offense going.
Texas Tech starting the Big 12 this weekend on the road for the Huskers. Hey, we want to thank our guest today, Andy Meyer, the head track coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal-Star, and Jeff Dover, the head coach of the state champion Ravenna Lady Jays.
Hey, look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.